Whatever headlines you're seeing, the headline in South Florida this morning is all about college football. It could be the biggest scandal to ever hit college football. Former booster Nevin Shapiro, now serving 20 years in federal prison for his role in a Ponzi scheme, is now accused of providing University of Miami college football players with prostitutes, cars, and other gifts over the past 8 years, and that's just the beginning of the allegations. Joining us now, Phil Lastman, reporter for Takeaway member station WLRN in Miami. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, John.
I mean, is it conceivable, first of all, that these allegations will all prove out, and what could the NCAA do besides it put huge penalties on Miami? And I just can't even imagine that.
Well, I mean, first of all, this guy Nevin Shapiro is a pretty bitter dude. He's obviously in jail for 20 years. He's even admitted that he's bitter and that he's upset that the players turned his back on him when he was accused of all these things. And so he's got a motivation, and I think it's revenge. So whether or not all of these allegations are indeed true remains to be seen, and there are some scurrilous things in there. But if they are true, it almost certainly looks like it could lead to the end of this entire football program. Something akin to possibly what happened to SMU with the death penalty about 25 years ago. But this could lead to possibly UM just shutting down the football program, and that would be a real shame.
And the death penalty you refer to is a sort of characterization by reporters of the decision by the NCAA to actually shut down a program. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's very, very serious. I mean, I just can't imagine Miami without college football. Even though this fellow is not terribly credible because he's serving 20 years in a federal prison, how does the NCAA conduct an investigation?
Well, they've already started. They've been in Coral Gables this week. And by the way, SMU was put on the death penalty, but their program survived, but it certainly is a shadow of what it used to be. But the NCAA has their investigators here this week looking into this. Yahoo Sports did a really wonderful job in an 11-month investigation of detailing all of the things that he's alleged to have provided with these players. The University of Miami, whether or not they are complicit in letting this happen, some of the paths may lead to Donna Shalala herself, who is the president of the
Wow.
University of Miami. She's pictured in a now infamous shot in the Yahoo Sports story of accepting a check from Shapiro and beaming and looking at it, which is right next to him and the head basketball coach, by the way. So this really could lead all the way to Donna Shalala's office. And the University of Miami has made some huge progress in its reputation over the past few years since it got into all this trouble, 15 years ago. And this could really set things back for it as an academic institution as well. Whether or not this happens and when the NCAA rules on all this is key. But if it's true, if any of those things are true, the program's in big trouble.
And a huge, hugely negative legacy for an academic institution to have drawn kids, essentially students, into this kind of behavior and these sorts of transactions. Phil Lastman, thanks so much.
John, thanks.
Phil Lastman is a reporter for Takeaway member station WLRN in South Florida, where allegations from a man in federal prison right now about the providing illegal favors, potentially or allegedly illegal favors, to NCAA athletes at the University of Miami is the big story in South Florida.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.